Psychiatrist and commentator Alyssa Eli recalls one patient suffering from mental illness for whom medication seemed to be an effective treatment, but appearances were deceiving.
She was brought by police car to the psychiatric emergency room after she began to smash mirrors at home and deface cars in the parking lot where she worked. She was admitted to the hospital, given a diagnosis and a billing code, paranoid schizophrenia, first episode, 295.3. As 295.3s go, she was undistinguished. There were hallucinations, delusions, disorganization. She was started on a traditional dose of an antipsychotic medication. Other medications were added to cover side effects. In an age where there are no luxurious recuperations, no time to think about the personal meaning of a set of delusions, or how terrifying the psychosis is, or how exhausting the road back, she was discharged after 2 weeks. She arrived at the outpatient clinic on 4 medications. Over the next 6 years, she appeared for every appointment with her appointment card in hand. She was never late. She never canceled. The monthly chart notes on her were brief and unworried. Entry. Patient enrolled in night school, philosophy courses, mathematics, no decompensation under academic stress, watches Scorsese movies in her spare time. Counselors amazed at progress. No hallucinations or delusions, no med side effects. Assessment. Excellent medication response. Continue current doses. Return in 4 weeks. She was steady as a clock. In her constancy, she outlasted 3 psychiatric residents. The last one wrote in her transfer note, "This patient is extraordinarily stable. She wisely does not want her meds changed." The next resident met her a month later. He recognized her in the waiting room by her headphones, gym bag, and philosophy textbook. She made poor eye contact and answered the routine first interview questions in single syllables. He reached for his prescription pad. "How's it going with the medications?" he asked. "Okay." "Any problems?" "Nope." He was writing the monthly doses down, just making talk. "You're taking them, right?" "Nope." "I see. Well, when did you stop?" "I never took them after the hospital." "I see. You never told anyone?" "No one asked." "I see. But what do you do with the prescriptions?" "I save the first set from each new doctor, keep them on file, throw the rest away." He stopped writing. The activity seemed suddenly existentially ridiculous. "Well, should I write these for you?" "Sure," she said. "It's your first time. I'll file them." At these moments, simple questions are the only sane ones. "Well, if you don't take the meds, why do you keep coming here?" The patient of 6 years, steady as a clock, most reliable consumer poster girl, zipped her gym bag closed. "So you can do your mental health thing," she said.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts. She comes to us with help from member station WBUR in Boston.